There's a woman who comes to the Roaring Fork Valley every year known as the Goat Gypsy. She and her herd of 1,200 Spanish cashmere goats help with fire mitigation, land restoration, and weed control. She was instrumental in helping restore the Lake Christine burn area 2 years ago. I recently met with Lonnie Malmberg outside her camper on a property in Old Snowmass, where she was on another fire prevention job and produced this audio postcard.
If you would have told me that I would be a professional goat herder, I wouldn't have believed it. No way. I grew up a cattle rancher in the sand hills of Nebraska, and all I ever wanted to be was a cowboy. And I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I loved the land. I've always loved the land. Wherever I was, I loved the land. But I was born a girl into a ranching family, so my brother got the ranch and I got a suitcase. Everything I own has four legs or four wheels. Now, I worked for 23 years without a base camp. I actually have business cards printed that says my address is wherever my hat is. My goats live, work for me every day, and die with me. It's what I would wish for myself, is that I can just keep working until I get tired, and then just, you know, give me a sunny spot to lay down and I'll not take any more breaths. These goats have been in this set about 24 hours. And I wanted them to skirt up higher on the hill before I moved them. So that's what we're doing right now, is moving them off. And they're gonna go over here behind my camper. And they're eating the, quote, problem. So in fire mitigation, the fire fuel load or the fuel ladder, that's what the goats eat. And they like to eat it. And then they recycle it through the gut and it becomes pure fertilizer. So I was explaining to these landowners where the goats are right now is I went a little further up the hill because the dead wood that is laying underneath, you can't see it because the oak brush is so thick until after the goats go through, as you can see how they trim up the brush and then you can see in there. But those big old logs, you know, big old down spruce tree, catch on fire and explode would come raining right down on top of this house. And it's so desperately dry, the grasses and things crinkle under my foot as I walk. Because with climate change and the warming, it just gets hotter and hotter and drier, and the wind is blowing really hard right now. There are 300 goats here, which is 1,200 hooves working. And stabilizing the hillside, because this is very steep country. We have to take down all that electric fence and roll it up and move the goats. Now we have an army of border collies because they're all here today. So there's Kit and Banjo, and that's mother, daughter, and Roscoe, grandson. So that's three generations of dogs. And then we have Tucker and Betty. See the goats watching us? They know it's time to go.
Okay, Roscoe started around because he knows what we're doing. Betty, here.
Roscoe, down. You have them all? You have all the goats? Go look. Where are they?
Betty, get back. Lie down. So when they don't listen to me, I kind of growl. Betty.
We work 15 western states. Unfortunately, they don't call me until the fire is lapping the shingles and they're scared. Then they call me. I wish a lot more people would do prevention around their homes. But, you know, as climate change and it gets hotter and drier and there's less water and more people, it just, the demand builds exponentially. What I say to my students, I just started a goat school and then all the classes got canceled for COVID. But in my very first school, I said, we are going fearlessly forward into the fog because I believe we're doing the right thing on the land. And I did say that, you know, all these people over here are fighting intensely about politics and we're going to shoot the gap and fly way out in front and do something even better. It's going to be better than we ever dreamed.